And wherever everyone is sitting as they start to head out, I'm gonna call for a break right here. 5, 10 minutes.
Okay, I'm gonna make a sandwich or something. I'm a little
That is the
hungry.
correct response, Josh.
Yeah, no, like I said in the chat there, if any of you ever saw Sasaki from Azumanga Daioh, it's like that.
You just walk around with this just dog biting for the rest of the fucking game.
The tall, quiet girl.
I remember, yeah.
Super cool, but then, like, cats, it's like, oh. It's just animals in
Yeah.
general.
Yeah, she doesn't really know how to handle the ability or the fact that a cat might like her and let her pet it. Except they never do, because they always bite her.
I'm gonna have to use this break to, like, draft up part of a map.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So, what is the blacked out map?
That's the main quote-unquote world map. It's the map of the entire valley system.
Okay, so that little block there with the road start is where we're starting?
Yes, that's where you first enter the Outland Valleys.
Okay, so we're not. Okay, cool. I'm gonna go make a sandwich. Bye.
Well, at least I know now you guys are generally chill with these people, so I don't have to worry about drafting up one of the other maps.
No, I'm gonna kill them, because they're too loud.
Too loud! Three loud, very much. Yeah, I enjoy that in the actual, like, story starter for this, they had them be very amenable because of the fact that if they weren't, they're very dangerous. I mean, Stanavir being a wizard makes them pretty dangerous on that alone.
If you attack them, they're just like, no, quit it.
No, stop it. Quit playing around.
You just like sink a blade into his forehead and he doesn't move and just his blood's dripping down, just like, just stop. This isn't okay.
Oh, I'll be right back. I need to move. All right, I'm back. Yeah, sorry about being so quiet during the dinner. I was actually eating a chicken.
What good role playing.
I was hoping Grove would have something because I was chewing on the cartilage like I usually do. And just be like, oh, what's up, guys?
Travis, look what I sent you.
Yeah.
So prancy.
My dog used to love concave, like, metal bowls. Like, not quite like that, but the actual, like, mixing bowls. Because she would paw at it, and it would spin around and, like, do the crazy wobbles. They stopped because it was super loud.
No. Hey, Max. Is there any biological purpose to ragweed?
Leave ragweed alone.
You usually tell me when bugs or something has some innate biological purpose so that I shouldn't want
Let
to
me
burn
look
it all to the ground.
Let me look it up. I don't know that one. I don't get it around here that often.
I want to
Max,
die
nature's
right now.
apologist. Nature's apologist.
I mean, legitimately, as much as I sometimes hate nature, I'll still be like, but it matters.
Apparently, if I remember correctly, like, one of the big ecological organizations just like, mosquitoes? Yep, everyone would be pretty much better off if they were gone.
No, because some animals eat them and it's their main food source, sadly.
Apparently not as many as you'd think, and a lot of them also die from mosquito bites.
Okay, cool. All the more reason to eradicate them forever.
Well, that's where you get into the whole DDT problem.
The what?
Yeah, it's really hard to DDT a mosquito. They're very small.
Son of a bitch!
Is that why you 619 it?
So they're talking about wrestling moves. I'm talking about the probably the most the safest to humans and most effective mosquito killing poison that there ever was. Only problem was it they used so much of it that it built up in small animals and then built up in larger animals and then caused, like, for example, thinning of shells in some like seabirds, causing, like, endangered species and all that. So they put a ban on it, except in, like, heavy malaria areas.
Also, biomagnification? Bioamplification? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Also, the main thing about mosquitoes is not actually for the adult mosquitoes being food. The main thing is actually mosquito larvae. There's a lot of fish that feed on them.
Right.
So what you're saying was you just need to get rid of all female mosquitoes.
Well, they die off, right. So, you know, no.
Yes, you've solved the problem for one generation.
We need to devise impreg mosquitoes. Got it.
Can we first?
We need to develop an ABO mosquito. I'm ashamed. I know what that is.
Moths eat ragweeds. Is basically its cultural thing. It looks like ecosystem.
So fuck it. Burn it all down.
Oh man, moths are great.
Moths have other things to eat besides ragweed. I'm sure.
Apparently not that much. They eat a lot of ragweed.
They don't eat enough of it. It's making me miserable.
So we need
miserable.
More moths is what you're saying.
We need more moths, yes. Moths forever.
I don't like moths either. They're weird.
Why? Because they're furry?
Because they're bugs.
Oh, come on now.
I don't like bugs.
Yeah, me either. I had to fight a health centipede last night.
Fight one?
It was an ordeal. I got very lucky.
I got very lucky.
I threw my copy of Man in the Iron Mask at it, and that's
Where
a big
was
book.
It?
It was just around the room. It happens like once every couple months.
I'm gonna have trouble being in your room now.
We're lucky. We're on the 14th floor, so all we have is all that we found so far are ladybugs.
So I threw my book at it, and it clung to the wall, luckily enough for me to get it. Because I looked at where the book... I looked for my book afterwards. I noticed it was in my open pants drawer that was below it.
For a minute there, I thought you meant that, like, the goo from the centipede had the book stuck to the wall.
Nah, just... I was looking for the book, and it had fallen down into the open pants drawer that was below the thing.
Okay.
So I was lucky that it stuck to the wall.
Yeah. I'm still not over that time that stink bug was on my ear. I've never screamed so quickly.
It's a nice fashion accessory.
No, it wasn't.
I know, like, my brother and stuff would occasionally do that with lizards.
Just hit a bite onto his ear and hold on there?
Yeah.
I've seen that before. Dumb. It's silly, not dumb.
I think it was an Edge of the Empire game, too, but I know I screamed. Kevin was in the other room, James killed it, and I stayed in a blanket the rest of the night. I don't like bugs. I like spiders because they eat bugs I don't like.
Yeah, that's a fear I learned not to tell many people because a lot of people are just like, oh, cool, I'll find you a bug, get you over it.
Mm. And you're like, yo, listen, which one of us went to school for this shit?
Yeah, basically.
Well, it's more culturally acceptable for me, a girl, to be afraid of bugs than you, sadly.
I don't like them. I don't know if I'd say, like, have a phobia.
Yeah, I've only
especially
bothered me about it once.
My job is, like, involves occasionally, like, say, sweeping up a bunch of fucking beetle corpses because there's a little gap under the door right near one of the stuff the fucking bathroom, so the beetles are like, ooh, it's cool in here. I'm going to hang out in this fucking bathroom.
Right.
That said, I used to live in a basement until, like, very recently. You get spiders are cool until they're in your bed, and then they've stepped over the line and they deserve the death they get.
See, I don't know. Like, I've had the last 2 years a brief spider season, I guess, in my room. And it's just like I'll be sitting there, spider runs over my hands, like, whoa, okay, I can. Okay, I might kill them, maybe, but otherwise I just leave them alone and they all kill each other or leave.
Yeah, it's not so bad here in Portland, but in Atlanta it was the same. That last house I was in was brown recluses and cockroaches, so it was like watching gang warfare.
Okay, like actual brown recluses?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're super rare.
They are in Atlanta. They lived under the house.
Okay.
Their territory is slowly expanding from Florida up.
Are those the ones where, like, their fucking venom causes your shit to rot off like some kind of evil fucking wizard spell?
Yes, they have necrotic venom.
I'm terrified of them because someone that worked for my dad lost a leg crawling through an attic.
Funny enough,
Portland woman.
No, this was in Atlanta, not in Portland.
You just need... Well, they also have an organ, but the thing is, like, as long as you treat them pretty quickly, it's not that bad. It'll hurt like fuck, but...
Like, their area is distinctly not near there.
To be fair, have multiple areas, actually. Like, I know someone who did get bitten. Like, I saw it. It was something.
Funny I mean, enough, to be fair, brown recluses are in Ohio, too.
There's a...
Well, the thing is, like, there's so many reports that are unsubstantiated about brown... Like, they're really not as big of a deal in most places.
I mean, I don't consider them dangerous, because other than the actual toxin, they're not.
I think I saw one once.
They have a really hard time biting a person. You kind of have to roll onto them or intentionally squish one to get their fangs into you.
So, I have found a spider called the pirate spider. I am entranced, but I can't find why they're called pirate spiders.
It's probably something like they steal other spiders' webs or something like that.
Let's see here.
To be fair, most of the spiders I've had to deal with, including the ones in my bed, were wolf spiders.
Oh my god. They hunt other spiders.
Okay.
And they hunt by picking at the strands of their prey's web to simulate movement of either a trapped insect or potential mate. When their prey comes to investigate, they are instead captured and eaten.
Nice.
That's the best!
So this is literally the spider that's like, hey, what was that noise?
Oh, dinner's here. Fuck!
They should have called it the snake spider.
Yeah, my biggest issue is wolf spiders.
Why? They're like the least anything.
Yeah, but they're big.
Yeah, they're basically the most spidery spiders.
That's
and
true. Like,
you are absolutely going to hate it when I end up getting a spider pet on this game.
No! I had spider pets in 7C. I had three.
Wait, you're not getting rid of your fucking dog.
I have to make cases in case it does die in some type of horrible accident. I don't want it to die. I will do everything to keep it alive, but if it does die, I think spiders is the next logical
choice. If you decide to trade up the spider, I will take this dog off you. I will take a level of ranger if I have to.
What about a wolf?
You'd have to take three levels of ranger to get it.
If the dog dies, I'll return it to you.
There we go.
You know, I think the Wikipedia picture for Necrosis is still a webcomic artist who got bitten by a brown recluse.
Who did it? Who got bitten again?
Jeffrey Rowland, the guy who does Topotico.
Oh, Topotico. Topotico, whatever it is.
I think it's Topotico.
I always call it Topotico.
Overcompensating, I think, was his actual webcomic.
It might be Topotico. Like
it's the one where the like guy had the like pencil-thin mustache for no reason.
I don't read a lot of webcomics because they're generally bad.
Generally.
And I'm a snob. And a monster.
A snobster?
I'm a snobster.
Jeez, why did I look at that article?
Did you look up necrosis?
Yeah, it's typed it in, man.
No.
It's not. Is there more than just the one?
No, one is enough. Look at it. That's not a wound. That is.
Yeah, it's necrosis of the flesh. AKA
it's the
rotting
blight.
It's still on there.
Yeah, necrotic leg wound of cartoonist Jeffrey Rowland.
Yep. Oh, Jesus fucking...
Did you not know what necrosis kind of looked like?
You can look at the second one for some
weird... No, I do. I just necrosis. Don't like to be reminded of it.
Don't look for it, dude. Did you think it would be less gross because it was a cartoonist?
Not necessarily, but... That, I don't know, it'd be just kind of low-key, because, I don't know, I guess in the back of my mind, I was like, well, if it looked like, you know, the worst thing ever, he probably would, like, the picture below it, say, for example, that he wouldn't have put it on the internet, but...
The thing with the Jeffrey Rowland one is it just looks like there's this weird blackish-green clay sitting on his leg. Okay, in his leg, but still... But no, I see no reason for all ragweed to be burned to the ground and never allowed to flourish again.
I'd be interested to see if your ragweed is only localized. Like, I used to be hella allergic to all the plants in a savanna and a little bit in Atlanta. I have yet to have any
problem out here.
Southwestern Ohio is notoriously bad for sinuses.
Apparently, it's really common for people to live in Oregon for, like, up to 8 years and not have anything allergies and just get hit out of nowhere.
Also, I noticed that, like, the two main passes out of Stencia are either full of vampires and or werewolf bandits.
Yeah, there are three, and they all suck. Kuangatander, and I forget what the last one is. It starts with a Z. Or...
Z.
I don't know.
Do you need me to look something up?
They all blow. I have them over my list. I just am not looking at that right now because I was crafting a map quickly. That'll do. It's not great, but it'll do. All right, so I'll be ready to go again in just a moment.
Everybody back.
Worst case is I'll have to draft up another map because you go to another place. But that's fine. Like, that won't take that long.
What was that weird cat noise and who did it? Because I want to.
That was almost certainly Travis.
He is used to portraying cats.
Oh.
Right, Travis.
Fried Mickey Young.
God.
What? Could someone just explain this to me and then shoot me?
Nope. Don't wanna. Busy shooting self.
Can we just line up so we can use one bullet? I don't want to be wasted.
Just stand behind me.
There was a maid game years ago. Travis played a cat girl. Effectively?
I'm a man of many awful talents.
Many useless and wretched talents.
I didn't know that one. I knew about Tiger Gun Boss that never happened, but...
What? Tiger Millionaire.
For Gamma World, I made a character called Tiger Gun Boss.
Because he ended up with one half being the human thing, and the other half was cat.
And so he was he was from a defective line of cat girls, because he was male, and he needed the most powerful
overly masculine name.
Oh, God. Okay, so he was still, like, very...
He had the verbal tic.
He would say nya.
God damn it.
All right, but is everyone here? Kevin, you here?
Yeah, sorry. I've been
taking...
Yeah, no worries. Just wanted to make sure everyone's here.
Yeah.
I've been sitting here lamenting the fact that Ragweed was ever made.
Take some drugs.
And James, are you here? You're the only other person I haven't heard from recently.
Yeah, I've been talking about Jeffrey Rowland.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
How much he loves necrosis picks.
I have drugs.
Oh, right, I did hear that, but I wasn't sure if you had stepped away from that or not.
It's 2000 again. Someone's telling me about Rotten.com.
The only reason I knew that is because when he did a guest comic for SKCD, it's like, I'd like to introduce Jeffrey Rowland, writer of Overcompensating and the poster boy for Necrosis.
All right, is everyone ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, now let's
keep forgetting everyone's characters' names. Conrad, Nick, Dogman.
Grove is Dogman.
His name is like Buck Wildman.
Yes, that's it.
You nailed it. Good job.
Does Conrad have a full name?
Conrad Starkertz.
Oh, weird that you didn't use it while introducing yourself.
I did in the first part.
Yeah, I meant like to when we actually.
He thinks the nobles are better than you.
You gave me one name. I gave you
one name. Because I only have one name. Because I'm not a posh asshole like you.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a fucking minute.
You have a lot of chips on your shoulder.
Yes.
You have like a whole bag.
Technically,
hey,
Grove is the
I'm
left.
Pretty sure you just cleaned out the casino before you came here.
I'm from Stencia, the place even Avacyn doesn't give a fuck about.
I mean, you're not wrong.
There was just an angel here.
Yeah, after the fact.
Illyria doesn't have a last... Or she does, but she doesn't remember it because reasons.
She does, but she just wants to go with one, so she sounds like Cher.
Exactly.
One sec, I'm just putting something in the oven. Alright. So,